Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Angel Connection, a weekly show about all things angelic with your host, international healer and author, C.J. Martes.
Hello everybody, this is C.J. Martes and you're listening to The Angel Connection on Friday, March 9th. I want to welcome you all to this edition of my show entitled Angel Help for Spiritual Emergency. Boy, that was real topical for me this week. I don't know about any of you, but I'm kind of shouting TGIF, not just because I get to do the show, but because this is kind of probably the most, not kind of, the most challenging week for me in quite a long time, which is very appropriate, obviously, to our discussion of the topic this evening. So, of course, I'm going to share a short inspiring story with everybody, this week's angel message. Let's see what they have to say. And then after that, I'll open up the phones as I normally do. Remember that call-in number is 1-877-296-0345. Due to the number of callers each week, I'm really sorry if I can't get to everybody. So yeah, so it was a crazy week, everybody out there. So I don't know what your experience was, but it was an intense energy. And I was usually more prepared. So I had to kind of fly by the seat of my pants this week, which is always fun, not knowing what I was going to say and all of that. But here we are sharing some time together, which I love and is a good way to end this crazy week, at least for me anyway. So the Good Samaritan that I wanted to talk about this evening, this headline caught my eye, Good Samaritan Split-Second Decision Saves Little Girl's Life. And I was like, wow, okay. So what happened was a lady with her young child driving down the road and her car catches fire. And there's a lady in her car with her child who sees this car basically very rapidly going up into flames. And her split second decision was basically to leap out of the car. And she actually sees the mother. Her hair is on fire. Her clothes are on fire. And jumps in and effectively, you know, gets the little girl out of the back and all of that and saves their life. And I thought, you know, I'm a parent, so I can only imagine what this mother whose car's on fire, you know, she's desperately trying to get to her child, and here comes another mom, you know, so it's like super moms to the rescue. So I thought it was a very inspiring story. And sometimes, you know, people, you know, don't think that they can react that quickly. But I think we have kind of, when things are going wrong, especially from a parent's point of view, we're kind of super lightning quick, super fast. So good job to the lady that didn't even have to think about it, jumped in and got the little girl out of the car. So I always love those stories when people are right where they need to be. So here we go with this week's angel message for this week, March 9th. Dear ones, if you feel as though part of you is undergoing a dismantling process, this is quite true for many of you right now. How you see yourself and define who you are is a part of your self-identity in the human world. So much is changing internally for all of you right now that you're being challenged to redefine who you really are and what that means. This process can cause a deluge of emotions and inner struggle as you try to hold on to your preconceived idea of you rather than allowing it to become newly redefined with more information. When you are asked to let go of a set idea about something, you can tend to see this dilemma as two extremes of all or nothing. Doing it this way is what we might call throwing the baby out with the bathwater. When you change your perception of you, it does not require that you reject your former identity or push it away as if it were wrong or incorrect before. Who you believe you are in the world should be a gentle unfolding process that can't be shoved into a little box, manipulated, or even controlled. The ego isn't comfortable with redefining yourself as you go along, so it may try to make some of your experiences about separation rather than union. It will want to make these changes a crisis rather than a rebirth. So just listen to your heart and trust the process as you are effectively changing in your world. Energies this week especially of a solar variety, will push you to those limits that you've placed on that self-identity. Try to become more internally flexible to allow for expansion of the idea of who you are in the world. Let go of the need to figure it all out. Understanding can come later on spontaneously rather than being forced through thinking. We know how hard it is to let go of these preset ideas and ways of thinking about you, but addressing this issue right now will let you harness more of your personal power and light in the future. We are holding you in divine light as your transformation continues. Be gentle with yourselves and call upon us whenever you need to. Until next time, dear ones, we are the Seraphim. Well, you know, I'm actually the one that wrote all this down with the angel's help, of course. But, boy, I felt dismantled this week. Everybody has to let me know if they felt a little dismantled. I'm in the midst of being dismantled. So we're all kind of on this journey together. And for those of you who follow my posts on Facebook, maybe you know that I've been laid up all week with a little emergency of my own. Well, that shouldn't really surprise me, right, that it all happened ahead of doing this show tonight on spiritual emergency. Because I guess the angels know I like to teach from my own experience on various things, so they already know that about me. So I guess I should be careful what I wish for, right? We have to laugh at ourselves sometimes that when we're presented with challenges to overcome, it can be really hard to sit still, and I couldn't even get out of bed since Sunday, so I really was forced to do absolutely nothing. So it was a transformative experience, an uncomfortable one. I know we can all relate to those things that happen that are unexpected. My other challenge this week was taking such a, what I feel is a deep and important topic, and cover it well within, you know, the 30 minutes of the show. So without further ado, there's a couple of things as I'm talking about this that I want to kind of explain. One is, you know, what is Kundalini? I know it's a weird word, and we may hear it here and there. We might read about it. But Kundalini energy is really what, you know, it's a natural energy of the self, where the self is that universal consciousness, right? We all want that. It's being present in every being, and the individual, you know, our mind, our thoughts kind of cloak this natural energy from expressing. And so you can visualize Kundalini energy as residing in the tailbone or sacrum. And it's kind of called a serpent at the base of your spine because it's a type of energy that's almost kind of coiled around several times. So through meditation, various practices, this Kundalini is awakened. And when it awakens, it rises along through or alongside the spine. And so the process of Kundalini rising through these our different chakras or energy centers can lead to these different levels of awakening or mystical experience that many of us are reading about or we've experienced ourselves. Until that Kundalini finally reaches the top of our head, and that's when it's fully activated, when it comes all the way up the spine. So there's two different ways that you can activate this Kundalini energy, this very powerful spiritual force that's inherent in everyone. One's the active approach, of course. You know, it involves doing physical exercises, different kinds of techniques, visualizations, different yoga, you know, practices. In fact, you've probably heard a lot about, you know, Kundalini yoga. Okay, so that's an active approach. You're usually working with a teacher. If you get into a spiritual emergency, you get too much Kundalini energy, you got somebody there that's going to help you. The other approach is called the passive approach. Instead, a path of where we're surrendering, where a person lets go of all those things that they feel get in the way to that awakening, rather than trying to actively awaken that Kundalini energy. Well, I want to focus our discussion this evening on the passive approach, because this is really the primary method, as we're all out there, you know, wanting to engage greater consciousness, those of us that consider ourselves on the spiritual path. So we're really doing it in the passive way, right? We're clearing out limiting behaviors, things that get in our way. And so we're kind of doing that on our own. Of course, we have support systems. We have people that we're learning from, you know, who become our mentors. But what we don't understand about our human body, about this process, there's an important thing that we need to understand. So here we have the human nervous system, which is engaged along our spinal pathways. And it has this capacity for evolving. So as we activate Kundalini, it actually creates physiological changes. And the evolution can be accelerated either by those meditative techniques, or often it occurs spontaneously in an unsuspecting person. So sometimes when that is a spontaneous process that person doesn't understand, it can cause all kinds of strong, unusual bodily reactions and even psychological states, depression, anxiety, fear. So people who are, you know, often meditate or they know something about Kundalini activation, when they have these kind of symptoms, of course, they may kind of think, you know, it's probably connected to my spiritual practice. However, those who develop these symptoms spontaneously might cause them to be a little afraid, right? Panic or seek medical advice. And, you know, Western medicine's wonderful, especially in trauma situations, but it's not really equipped to handle Kundalini emergency. I don't, you know, see that in the list of many doctors out there. And so what is interesting, though, is when it does create physical symptoms, a lot of times when you go in to check it out, because you do go to the doctor, and this happened to me many times on the path, they couldn't find anything wrong with me. I could be in just terrible distress, and there's nothing wrong. So a part of our spiritual journey is the activation of this energy that, of course, can bring with it powerful insights, awareness, transformation. But for many, that spontaneous arousal or rise of Kundalini can bring with it a myriad of physical and emotional side effects. And both of these effects can come in really a positive or negative form, as we're going to discuss here. So I want to just kind of mention some of the physical symptoms when that Kundalini rises. And what we're kind of talking about is, instead of it being a gradual process, what we're seeing is a lot of spontaneous awakening. And that's why I wanted to discuss this topic tonight, because when it rises very quickly, that is typically when, and there are other reasons why too, but when a spiritual emergence can suddenly turn into something entirely different. And I know you can all think of experiences where you had this peak, you know, and everything was all wonderful, and then all of a sudden you're really sick, or maybe something happens. So the physical symptoms can be, and these are just some of them, a feeling of cranial pressure, you know, pressure in your head, unusual pressure, or feeling like you're hearing inner sounds, which people would describe like flutes or maybe some kind of music, experience of inner lights, vibrating or tickling sensations in the lower back, rapid heart rate, or what they call tachycardia, spontaneous body movements or spinal movements. I actually had this one happen to me in the kitchen not that long ago. All of a sudden, my spine started moving all by itself, and good thing my best friend was there to practically catch me. So I've had that one happen. Changes in breathing, sensations of heat or cold moving through the body, localized body pain that may start or stop abruptly, partial paralysis or numbness, vibrations or itching, like under the skin, kind of like you can't scratch an itch, and even unusual or intense kind of sexual energies can come too in the physical body. The mental symptoms, which can be, you know, to both spectrums, fear, anxiety. We're going to talk a little bit about this next one, depersonalization, or what I call a shutdown of self-identity. When you get this new information and the ego can't really handle it, you can have intense positive or negative emotions, spontaneous slowing or speeding of your thoughts, spontaneous trance states, or paranormal consciousness, or feeling as if you're not contained by your body. So some of these things, you know, in the positive spectrum, you know, we're after some of those, you know, through our spiritual practice, but we need to kind of understand what happens when we're activating that Kundalini. So the process is not always sudden and dramatic, because it can start slowly and just increase gradually over time, okay? But when those symptoms unfold very intensely, or that Kundalini rises too quickly, it can really cause a destabilization in the person, and that's what we call that spiritual emergency, and what maybe even, you know, a lot of people like Groff, Stanislav Groff, and people who have, there's a great book I can point people to about this whole process later. So what we tend to focus on the journey, right, as we're talking about, you know, opening up to more of the divine in our life, is we want to attain that peak or positive experience, right? We want that, aha, I get it, I'm clear, sweet, you know, and because they feel good, we feel greater connection. We feel like maybe we've come home for the first time. I've been there. It's a wonderful place to be. But then we have to kind of integrate that energy into who we are in the human sense, right? So sometimes that's where we hit the problem. You know, we don't want that immensely wonderful feeling to end, but that insight has to be integrated into the self, okay? So if we don't allow ourselves the latitude or our space, I guess is a better word, to integrate those new experiences, then in the midst of that spiritual emergence, we can find ourselves really knee-deep in an emergency that can rock us to our foundation. And because of the profound shift in consciousness that's occurring right now on the planet, and the reason I think the angels chose this topic is that I'm seeing more and more people have spontaneous activation, even in absence of spiritual practice. So that's real exciting, but if we're not equipped or don't understand that that's what's going on, and that's what I want to spread the word out and educate about. So there's three kind of key components to when that spiritual emergence can become a spiritual, you know, emergency. And these are from Stanislav Grof, you know. The first is when a person doesn't have any conceptual framework to support the experience that they're having. So they can't understand and accept that phenomenon that they're going through. Okay. It's kind of like I remember when I, you know, because I've shared my own story on the debut show, I had a lot of what for lack of a better term, I called it a brain fart at the time. It was like my human consciousness or identity kicking out, going, this does not compute. You know, it's like a computer having a hard drive error. I was just, you know, so it was a powerful time for me, but at the same time, what I was left with was this kind of battle of self-identity. So I was having experiences that, you know, I had no frame of reference for. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are suddenly thrust into spiritual experiences that they don't even know what it means to have that, right? The second aspect that can turn it to the spiritual emergency is someone has neither a physical or emotional flexibility. We've been hearing me harp on that this year, to integrate the experience into their daily life, right? How do I put this in? And if we're rigid, right, if we don't have flexibility to expand our idea of who we are, and that's kind of what they're talking about in the angel message this week, is that we have to be able to accept those experiences as they're happening. The other aspect that can really affect it, and this is why we all have to kind of support ourselves, you know, and each other, is that family, friends, or helping professionals of that person having that spiritual emergence see the phenomenon in terms of just a psychological problem or an issue. So it has no possibility then of becoming a positive, good experience. So those three things kind of affect. It's our flexibility and whether or not we can kind of conceptualize what we're going through. And so it kind of can feel a little lonely and like we're kind of in the dark about things. So I wanted to give some methods to help kind of, if you feel like your kundalini is rising, you know, too quickly, or you're having some of these things that I'm talking about. What many of the great teachers recommend is to try to do some things that will ground or minimize kundalini, just so you have a little chance to catch up. So they recommend doing some visualization, see the kundalini energy drawn back down to the base of your spine. So you're trying to get it grounded back down into the now, into the human aspect of your life. It tells you stop meditating or altering your awareness until the kundalini is fully grounded again. So I'm a person that kind of gets push, push, push. And so the grounding's real important, because if anybody's read about my accident on Facebook, I guess I wasn't real connected to my feet. I skipped a step and about broke my ankle this week. Do some physical activity such as exercise or dance to kind of get yourself in your body, right? Because sometimes we get disconnected, especially if we have all of this great spiritual awareness coming in and all of this. It's real hard to stay in the body because we need to be able to anchor it in. Look at pictures of people that you love on the physical plane. No gurus or, you know, people that you kind of objectify, but it's meant to connect to your human relationships to ground it. Doing some analytical work that engages your reason, like solve a puzzle, do something a little more technical, is something they recommend. And the other is focus on just being a human being, present in your body with your unique human life, and reflect upon what you've experienced and how blessed it is to have this human form. So those are some suggestions. But if your kundalini rises like it can for me, like a runaway freight train, then you must keep yourself living a very balanced life in order to give yourself that time and space for integration. Okay, and these are the reasons why you hear me talk about self-care a lot. You hear me talk about different aspects of loving ourselves, giving ourselves space and time. And this really is why you'll hear me talk about it a lot. So in order to have that balanced life, here are, of course, suggestions that you've kind of heard me. I'll go through them quickly. Develop and stick to a regular routine, you know, rising, going to bed, when you eat, you know, just have those real predictable things and don't vary too much so that you just sort of have a way that you don't need to have nearly as much stress in your life. Get plenty of rest and sleep and set aside regular times for daily relaxation or recreation. Don't skip meals. Eat a nutritious but well-balanced diet. If you don't have to deprive yourself of treats, but, you know, avoiding junk food, refined sugar, things like that. Try to keep the amount of stress and hectic activity to a minimum. I need to keep working on that one because mine just keeps going until the angels ground you and make you lay in bed for a week. I have to laugh at myself through all of this, I'm sure. Okay, communicate and share your thoughts and feelings with a supportive person daily or as often as possible, right? So that you can kind of bounce those ideas off that. Spend time in nature, you've heard me say that, or get plenty of natural sunlight. Avoid toxins, self-destructive habits such as smoking, drugs, keep alcohol to a minimum. I don't know about you, but with lots of shifting, I can't hardly drink alcohol at all. Get regular exercise, and then the other suggestion to be balanced is, you know, spend a moderate amount of time each day in meditation, prayer, you know, or some other spiritual practice that creates that well-being or that presence in the moment. But so now you kind of know why I've been harping on, you know, let's see, surrendering, acceptance, you know, all the things you hear me talk about. And I think that the more we tend to our own needs, the more likely that we can handle more of these shifts in a less dramatic fashion, right, by manifesting an illness or something that's just really an emergency. And I see a lot of people suffering with that right now. And since there are more shifts approaching, I really wanted to discuss this important part of the spiritual process with each of you this evening. Because sometimes we can get into that, you know, those kinds of situations where we don't know why we feel great one minute, and then all of a sudden we're knee deep in these other effects of that kundalini rising. So, of course, we just have to be able to take care of ourselves and stay as balanced as possible. So, can't believe that almost most of the show's gone already, but you know, I think I'm living this process right now, obviously, and so I think it's important we understand that, you know, when we're after that prize of that spiritual consciousness, what we're really doing is activating kundalini. So we want to be mindful of that, know that that's a part of the process, maybe see those experiences that we find ourselves suddenly in the midst of as an opportunity for growth, for understanding, and maybe just taking some downtime. Even if I wasn't willing to listen to it myself, I was given that opportunity. So I'm expressing gratitude for those opportunities, even if they are unpleasant. So anyway, I do know I have some callers in the queue. I've got about 6 minutes left, so I'm going to go ahead and open up to my first caller. Nathaniel, welcome to the Angel Connection.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Pretty good.
What can I do for you tonight?
Oh, is it possible to get a general read?
Yes. Well, you know, when I'm tuning into you, Nathaniel, there seems to be a lot of step up in the air for you right now. Either you're getting ready to make some decisions or trying to make some choices or navigating through that. And so the angels that are with you, I think, are really helping you to get some clarity about, you know, kind of what that next phase of your life is. You have a couple of angels that are kind of with you all the time. These are your guides. These are very supportive angels, you know, for you. And so I expect that, you know, a lot of things this year are going to kind of change for you. But if you can flow through the process, some of the things that I kind of teach on this show, you know, about staying in balance, I think that you'll be able to navigate those changes. Because on the other side of these things that are changing for you are coming very soon, within the next couple months especially, they're moving you, just trust that that's all moving you toward where you need to go. And I don't know if any of that makes sense, and that was kind of rapid because they just kind of threw it through me there. But, it's all very positive what I see coming up ahead for you.
Great. So no need to worry about a thing.
Well, you know, in this case, no. I think that higher you are aligned higher with where you most need to be in your life. I see you as a very, very bright and intelligent person, as well as a deeply spiritual man. And I see your heart, too. And I think that heart guides you pretty well.
Hey, well, you know, thank you so much. Anything else is just, I guess I should leave it at that. I don't know what to say.
Well, they don't share too much about it. But, you know, in the next couple months when things get shook up, you just say, you know what, this is just a temporary thing for now.
Coming out of the rattlesnake.
Well, and you're not the only one, dear, because there's a lot of shaking up going on, a lot of what the angels are calling this week dismantling, which is kind of a concerning word. But, you know, I think that there's a lot more of our higher divine mind, you know, calling the shots. And I think that we're getting moved to where we most need to be.
Do you see me moving or do you see me staying here? I don't know if you see me moving in a year or two.
You know, I do think that a move is in order for you. I think once you kind of get through this process, that I think there'll be a very clear path of a relocation very possibly for you, definitely.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. You have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, it looks like I've got time for Hugh. Hugh, you're on the Angel Connection with CJ.
Hi, CJ. I'm so sorry to hear about your accident, but you're ready to come on and do the show, and you sound wonderful.
I'm trying to go with the flow, darling. What can I do for you tonight?
I guess generally to see how I'm doing on my path, what the angels have to say.
Well, you know, the angels are excited. I don't know what you've recently accomplished or broken through for yourself, but the angels are telling me, boy, Hugh, you have really done some tremendous work toward making yourself happier and more whole. So they're applauding that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's a big mission and vision I have that's starting to manifest, that's bringing spirituality into global economics and combining it with unconditional love.
And, you know, and Hugh, that is so, I'm getting goosebumps as you're talking about that, which is always my confirmation that there's just a huge part of what's going on that you are a part of. And so continuing that path and this vision that you have, they're just so excited about it. So I think that's just a wonderful confirmation tonight, you know, for the work that you're doing and being able to, you know, because there's so much going on right now that is changing and dismantling all kinds of systems, and especially the financial one and the way that we view money.
Yes, it's been about control in the past, and the new paradigm's all about collaboration, caring, and sharing with one another. And I thank you so much for that confirmation, and God bless you, and heal up quickly, please.
Thank you, Hugh. You have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for calling. Well, that is all the time we have this evening. So as you're going out there this week, you know, I'll be posting the angel message. Everyone hang on tight because we're going to get through this next week. And I don't know, the angels are promising it's going to be a little less bumpy for me. But if it's not for you, just have faith, all of you, and know that you're just becoming and you're growing. And sometimes we have to let go of some of that old baggage in order to get where we need to go, don't we? So that's all the time we have for this evening. It's always fun to spend my Friday evenings with all of you. You've been listening to the Angel Connection Show with CJ Martis. Be sure to tune in next week where the angels are giving us help on healing separation. I'm excited about this one too because I found that separation is the root of many of the traumas that we deal with. Until next week, my friends, remember to be angelic to yourself so that you can become an angel to others. Take care and many blessings for the coming week.